Hey, super fans, it's Freddie D. This is episode 200. 200 episodes. Let that land for a second. 200 conversations, solo deep dives, guest interviews, and strategic breakthroughs, all built around one central belief, that the fastest pace to sustainable business growth isn't just spending more on ads or grinding harder for cold leads. It's about creating a force multiplier for everything you've already doing. By transforming the people already in your orbit into business superfans who amplify your brand, compound your marketing, defend your reputation, and fuel your growth. That's the premise. That has always been the premise. And 200 episodes later, every conversation we've had on this show has reinforced it. But before we get into today's content, and yes, we're going deep on strategy because I don't do milestone fluff, I want to take a moment to talk to you directly. If you've been with me since the very beginning, thank you. You were the early adopters, the ones who heard a different message and leaned in before there was proof it would land. You helped shape the show simply by showing up, sharing episodes, and sending in your feedback. You are the business superfans of this podcast, and I don't take that lightly. If you joined somewhere in the middle, maybe you heard a guest interview that hit differently, or a fellow entrepreneur provided you with an episode and said, hey, you have to hear this. Welcome. You're right where you're supposed to be. And if this is your first episode, episode 200, is a great entry point because today I'm giving you the most important lessons I've learned across 200 episodes and over 35 years of building, scaling, and leading businesses, distilled, no filter, no fluff, pure operating wisdom. Let's get into it. How we got here and what sports superfans teach us about growth. Here's the truth about building anything that lasts. You don't grow it alone. I want to start today with something I think is one of the most powerful illustrations of what we talk about on this show, and it's playing out on every continent every single weekend. Think about Manchester United, or the All Blacks, or the Chicago Bears, or FC Barcelona. These organizations still market. They invest heavily in stadium branding, kit sponsorships, global media campaigns, social content, and broadcast deals. The marketing doesn't stop. It's essential. But here's what's remarkable. There are Manchester United fans in Jakarta, São Paulo, Lagos, and Tokyo waking up at 3 a.m. to watch a match, wearing the red jersey, arguing passionately about last week's performance at work on Monday, buying merchandise, planning pilgrimages to Old Trafford. Those fans in Southeast Asia and West Africa and South America, they were not reached by media buy. They were reached by other fans. One superfan in their city, one conversation at a bar, one moment of shared identity, and suddenly someone 6,000 miles away from the stadium is a lifelong advocate spending their own money promoting someone else's brand. Marketing created the awareness. Superfan created the conviction. Marketing opened the door. Superfans built the cathedral. That's the business superfans dynamic in its pure form. The marketing reaches people. The superfans convert them. Your marketing builds presence. Your superfans build belonging. That sense of being part of something bigger than a transaction is what drives the kind of loyalty that no ad budget can manufacture. Now, full disclosure, I'm a lifelong Chicago Bears fan, and I've got a story that I think captures this perfectly. Early in my career, I was working as an application engineer going through sales training for a CAD/CAM software company called Applicon. Every Friday, the regional manager would invite everyone who wanted to come to join the group for happy hour at the Snuggery, a bar right across the street from our office in Schaumburg, Illinois. One Friday evening, I walked in and spotted Walter Payton at the bar, sweetness himself. Our entire group was in awe. Nobody moved. So I got up, walked over, introduced myself, and asked if we could buy him a drink. He graciously said yes, and then I invited him back to our group, and he came over and shook every single person's hand. He made our night, and here's what I remember most. It wasn't just that Walter Payton was famous. It was how he showed up, present, gracious, genuinely engaged. He turned a random Friday happy hour into a moment nobody in that group ever forgot. That's the Bears. That's the identity that franchise builds. And that's exactly what we're talking about when we say business superfans create experiences people carry with them for years. Bears fans hold viewing parties in London, Tokyo, and Sydney. Harley-Davidson owners form clubs, ride together, and voluntarily advertise for the brand every single day. Liverpool FC supporters in Singapore fill entire venues to watch a match live at 3 a.m. None of this is manufactured by the marketing team. It's amplified by it. That's a distinction I want you to carry into your business. You don't stop marketing. You build the conditions that make your marketing exponentially more powerful. Because the people around your business are carrying your message into the rooms you could never buy your way into. That's what 200 episodes of this show has been about. Not replacing your marketing, multiplying it. Here are five lessons 200 episodes taught me. I've had NFL coaches, turnaround specialists, CRM experts, HR leaders, marketing strategists, tech founders, financial advisors, and trade business owners on this show. And through all of it, across 200 conversations, certain truths kept surfacing. Here are the five that matter the most. Lesson one, superfans don't replace your marketing. They make it unstoppable. Let me be direct about something, because I've seen this misunderstood. The business superfan strategy is not anti-marketing, it's a marketing amplifier. Harley Davidson still runs campaigns. The NFL spends hundreds of millions on media every year. Your favorite local restaurant that always has a line. They still post on social. Promotions still show up consistently in the market. But what separates the great ones from the good ones is this. When the marketing creates attention, the superfans convert it into conviction. And when the marketing goes quiet, the superfans keep talking. In your service business, your trade operation, your SMB, every dollar of marketing you spend gets a multiplier effect when the people around your business are so genuinely invested in your success that they're amplifying your message before you even know they've started. One superfan can be worth 57 casual customers, not because they buy more, but because they recruit for you. The superfan ecosystem and your marketing ROI goes up without your marketing spend going. Lesson two, systems sustain what relationships create. Relationships get the business. Systems keep it. Every great operator I've ever respected and have worked across more than 30 countries had rhythms, weekly check-ins with key partners, recognition rituals baked into their calendar, follow-up protocols that ran whether they were in the office or on an airplane. Early in my career scaling CamWorks from $0 to $3 million with a global value-added reseller network, I learned this directly. I could build extraordinary relationships, but relationships without reinforcement drift. The businesses that compounded my early momentum were the ones where I built structured follow-up, birthday recognition, and consistent touch points into the operating system, not into my memory. If your business runs on your energy and your memory alone, you don't have a business. You have an extremely exhausting job. Lesson three, recognition is the most underused growth lever in any SMB. I've said this on the show many times and I'll say it again on episode 200 because it still isn't being implemented the way it should be. People will crawl through broken glass for appreciation and recognition. Your employees want to feel seen. Your subcontractors want to be acknowledged. Your suppliers want to know that they matter. Your long-term customers want to feel like more than a line item. The sports analogy holds here too. The most loyal bases aren't just built by winning. They're built by the moments when the organization made the fans feel like they were part of the team. The player who points to the crowd, the coach who acknowledges the hometown faithful, the club that celebrates supporter milestones publicly. In your business, recognition activates pride. Appreciation anchors purpose. Together, they create the culture flywheel. And once it's spinning, it fuels every other part of your business, including the marketing you're already doing. Lesson four, your internal culture is your external reputation. Customers feel your culture before you say a word to them. If your team is disengaged, that communicates through tone, follow-up speed, energy in every interaction. If your suppliers feel like an afterthought, reliability drops at the worst possible moments. If your subcontractors feel like just a number, they do the minimum or find reasons to walk. Think about the 1985 Chicago Bears. That swagger didn't start in the stands. It started in the locker room. The fans wore the jerseys and painted their faces because the players believed in the mission and played with unmistakable conviction. That internal team are either your first business superfans or your first skeptics. Let's take a quick pause to thank our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Ninja Prospecting, the outreach team that makes cold connections feel warm. Here's the deal. Most service business owners are drowning in spammy DMs and cookie-cutter LinkedIn messages that never get a response. Sound familiar? Ninja Prospecting flips that script. They craft human-first outreach that actually sounds like you, and more importantly, gets results. No bots, no fluff, just real conversations that open doors. If you want to stop wasting time on dead-end messages and start filling your pipeline with qualified leads, talk to my friend Adam Packard and his team. Head over to ninjaprospecting.com to schedule a chat today, and be sure to mention you heard about it right here on the Business Superfans, the Service Provider's Edge. And hey, if you're the kind of person who likes to get started right away, you can join their free community at school, skool.com/ninja-prospecting-7704. It's packed with tips to maximize your connections and start making the right new ones. All right, let's get back to our conversation. And that is entirely determined by how you lead. Lesson 5, the ecosystem is the competitive advantage. When I was scaling CamWorks in the 1990s, most of my competitors were product-focused. They were pitching specs and features. I was eating breakfast with the frontline salespeople at our distributor partner offices. I was learning about their families. I was spending time not with the executives, but with the people on the floor who actually talked to customers about our product every day. And when I recognized performance, I didn't just recognize the distributor organization. I recognize the individual salesperson within the VAR who drove the most sales. That specific personal acknowledgement was a detail nobody else in the industry was doing, and it made all the difference. I didn't have just have reseller. I had super fans, and no competitor could replace that because they weren't even thinking that way. Your ecosystem, employees, contractors, customers, suppliers, partners, is either the most powerful growth engine you have or a leaking bucket that drains everything your marketing creates. The choice is in how you build and invest in it. So over the course of 200 episodes, I create what I call the Superfans Framework, the operating system behind everything. For those of you new to the show, here is the framework that ties it all together. The Superfans Framework is a 9-pillar strategic operating system designed to transform your entire business ecosystem into a compounding growth engine that amplifies everything else you're already doing. The first S, strategize. Align your purpose with profitability. Clarity drives momentum. You, unite. Get your team, contractors, partners, and suppliers rowing in the same direction. One culture, one rhythm. P, propel. Craft magnetic messaging that resonates and fills your pipeline with ready-to-buy clients. E, elevate. Design experiences so memorable that loyalty becomes the natural outcome. R, rally. Systematize reviews, referrals, retention, and revenue so advocacy compounds your marketing automatically. F, finance. Protect your margins, manage cash flow, and operate from data, not gut instinct. A, automate. Deploy AI and smart systems to multiply your team's output without adding headcount. N, nurture. Build ongoing advocacy across every stakeholder group in your ecosystem. And the last S, sustain. Build a business that generates freedom and legacy, not dependency on you. 200 episodes are essentially 200 chapters exploring each of these pillars from every angle with real operators who have built real businesses using the exact principles. So where do we go from here? The next chapter of this show is going to go places we haven't gone yet. We're going to go deeper into the framework, deeper into real operator stories, and significantly deeper into the intersection of AI, authority, and relationship strategy. Because that intersection is where the next generation of market-dominating businesses is being built right now. So I want to introduce to you something we're going to be talking a lot about in great detail going forward. As I call it the authority edge. Here's the reality we're all operating in. The way buyers discover, evaluate, and decide to trust a business has fundamentally shifted. It used to be that showing up in search results was enough. Build some backlinks, write some blog posts, get some reviews, and the algorithm would surface you. That world is evolving fast. AI-powered search, AI-generated answers, and generative engine optimization are changing the rules. When someone asks an AI assistant who the leading expert in their industry is, who comes up? When a buyer's doing due diligence using AI tools before they even pick up the phone or fill out the form on your website, whose name surfaces as the authoritative voice? That is the authority edge, the deliberate strategy of building your authority so deeply into the fabric of your market that AI systems, search engines, and word of mouth all converge on your name as a definitive expert. And here's where it all ties back to everything we've been building for 200 episodes. Your business superfans amplify your authority the same way they amplify your marketing. When your clients, partners, and colleagues are talking about you, tagging you, referencing you, citing your work, your authority compounds. The AI systems are listening, the algorithms are watching, and the humans are talking. This is the next frontier, and we're going to go deep into it together. The businesses combining genuine human connection with AI-driven authority positioning are going to dominate their categories in ways their competitors won't see coming. That is the combination we're building together. Business superfans create unstoppable word-of-mouth advocacy. The superfans framework, providing the operating system and the authority edge, ensuring your name is the one that surfaces when buyers are looking for the best. Let's bring this home. The five lessons 200 episodes taught me. Business superfans don't replace their marketing. They make it unstoppable. Systems sustain what relationships create. Recognition is the single most underused growth lever in any SMB. Your internal culture is your external reputation. Your ecosystem, the entire stakeholder network surrounding your business, is the competitive advantage. And looking ahead, the authority edge is the next strategic frontier for service-based entrepreneurs and SMB owners who want to lead their markets in a world where AI is reshaping how buyers find and choose who they trust. We're going there together. Stay close. If this show has added value to your business, share it with one entrepreneur who's ready to stop grinding and start building. Leave a review. That's how this movement grows. And if you're not already subscribed to the Prosperity Pathway newsletter, go to prosperitypathway.tips right now and get on the list. That's where I deliver deep implementation content straight to your inbox every week. I'm Frederick Dudek, or as my friends call me, Freddy D. Remember, one action, one stakeholder, one superfan closer to lasting prosperity. I'll talk to you in the next episode.